It's great to be with you again today, and I'm looking forward to another week together here on God Is. On Thursday, we will return to our focus in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, before today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Since we're living in the light of Easter, which was yesterday, I want to take us across to the Apostle Paul's letter to the Christians living in Corinth so that I can talk about the gospel from another angle and so that I can affirm the absolutely crucial importance of Jesus' resurrection from the dead for our lives. I'll tie this in directly to Romans in the next couple of days. We're living in a time when many Christians do not understand the ramifications of Christ's resurrection in our lives. We too often think of Easter as a once-a-year celebration when our churches get decked out in Easter lilies, families come wearing their best spring outfits, and everyone crowds the church, many people who we do not see the rest of the year, with the exception of Christmas. But even by this morning, believers move on with life. There's very little sense that Jesus' resurrection should be celebrated every day. And then, of course, there will be those of you along with me here who do not profess to be Christian. For whatever reason, you have been skeptical of Christianity, the truth claims of Jesus, and/or you just have not been very impressed with Christian people. Perhaps your experience of being raised in a church did you some damage, or the way a believer treated you stung and left you retreating from Christian fellowship. Maybe you became disillusioned. Perhaps you've rejected Christ, and specifically his resurrection, based on a lack of scientific evidence or proof. I understand. I have many friends who think like this. And whatever your perspective, you're welcome here every day. Please keep tuning in. I'd also love to hear from you. My email address where you can reach me is mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. And that will be given at the end today, so please do write. The chapter within the Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Corinth that I now want to focus on is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you have your Bible handy now, please turn there, and I'll begin reading 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 5, and I read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. I love this because it's true, and also because it's succinct. Christ died for our sins, Christ was buried, and Christ was raised on the third day. That's the resurrection from the dead. In just a few verses, the apostle has laid out before us the gospel. Indeed, this is what we're learning about from Romans in these days together. And with that as an introduction, if I may, let me ask you a question. Do you like mysteries? If you favor film, do you enjoy going to the cinema with your popcorn to watch a mystery unfold on the big screen? Perhaps you download your movies for free and watch them at home. Or do you like to read? Do you enjoy a good mystery story while you sip a latte or savor tea on a rainy day? I love reading, and I admit it's hard to put down a good book that deals with some secret or whodunit. It can keep me up well beyond my early bedtime. By the way, if you're a reader and you have some good book recommendations, let me know what they are. Write to me and give me some of your favorites. Often, we are fascinated by mysteries. We also read a lot of real-life mysteries on social media and hear about them in the news. What really happened to so-and-so? And many people are very curious as well as to what will happen in the future. We admit that the future, because we do not have the power to look into it and to know it, is a mystery to us. But nevertheless, we're interested. We do not want to know only about the present and the past. We also want to know about the future. Well, what would you think if I could tell you exactly what will happen in the future? Oh, you say like one of those fortune tellers or psychics? No. Oh, like someone who claims to have gone to the other side and come back to tell us about life there? No. Ah, you mean like one of those people on social media and the internet who thinks they have some special insight that the rest of us do not? No. Well then, what do you mean by knowing the future? Here's what I mean. What would you think if I believed what God says about the future? If I now read to you what he says and then explained it? If you're up for that, you'll appreciate that is what I'm about to do. If you're skeptical of this, all that I ask is that you listen to what the Bible offers you, and then you can object afterwards by writing to me and telling me so. And what does God say about the future? Listen now to God's word to us back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and this time verses 51 through 52. I'm reading now further along in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verses 51 through 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will all be changed. Now, before I tell you what that all means, you must first know that this is what will happen to Christians. So, as you hear me describe this, if you do not yet believe in Jesus Christ, then this will not happen to you. However, I'd like you to ask yourself this key question. Would you like this to be what happens to you in the future? Would you like this to be what happens to you in the future? If so, I'll have something to say to you soon this week. So stick with me, all right? The man who wrote these words is the same Apostle Paul who wrote to the Romans. Of the letters Paul wrote to Corinth, two are included in our Bible. Corinth is a real place. You can visit there today if you'd like. It's in the beautiful country of Greece. And Paul begins in verse 51. I tell you a mystery. You need to know what that word mystery means. It's the Greek word mysterion. Mysterion. It refers to some truth about God, hidden by the wisdom of God in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible, which is now revealed in the New Testament, the second part of the Bible, like where we are reading today in 1 Corinthians. So mystery here does not mean something that's unknowable. Mystery means something that is now known, because God has revealed it to us. The mystery Paul will talk about is the mystery that God has now revealed to us. Previously it was hidden, but now it is revealed. Previously it was unknown, but now it is known. This is what mystery means. So what the Apostle Paul is about to tell us was not known in the Bible's Old Testament. Let's continue. Here's what he wants us to know. Listen again to verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Highlight the word sleep. You also need to know something about that word. When the Apostle Paul uses the word sleep here, he means death. When read in context, sleep throughout the New Testament is often another way of saying death. It's like when we say today that someone passed away, rather than to say a person has died. So we can reread Paul as, we will not all die. We will not all die, which is very interesting. This should capture your attention. Not everyone will die. That is correct. Let's keep following the verse here. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. So the people that Paul is referring to, the Christians, will not all die, but will be changed. Changed how? Here, in context, Paul is referring to the physical body. Our bodies will be changed. Now hold on to this, because we will come back to it the further along we go. However, here, it's likely that you may have a question for me. It's a good question. You might say, don't Christians die a physical death? You might even know someone who claimed to follow Christ who's now dead, a grandparent perhaps. The answer to this question is obviously yes. Remember, Paul is describing a future event here. At the time he wrote this, the event was still future. And even now, today, this event remains in our future. And so any Christ follower who died before right now is already with Jesus Christ in his presence. I want to affirm this loud and clear. Any Christ follower who died before right now is already with Jesus Christ in his presence. And that's important because that includes many of our loved ones. We know that the Christian's physical body, however, is in the grave, in the tomb, or if the person was cremated, then their ashes have been scattered or kept. but the soul of the person never dies. And for the person saved from sin by God's grace, their souls are in heaven. For a person who has trusted in Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins, their souls are with Christ right now in heaven. However, at the time of the still future event described here, the physical bodies of Christians alive, when this still future event happens, and the dead bodies of those souls already in heaven will be changed. It's our physical bodies that experience the change mentioned here. And I'll say more about this soon. But first, what is this event? To know what this event that the Apostle Paul is describing, we have to understand verse 52. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52. Now, picture as I read this that it's a day just like today. It's a typical Monday. Life is going on as usual. Everyone's at work, and they're depressed that the weekend is over. You are busy working, and suddenly, as fast as you could blink your eye, go ahead now and blink your eye. Try it. Just blink. Okay, so that fast, in the twinkling of an eye, the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised. In a moment, twinkling of an eye, trumpet sounds, dead will be raised. That quickly, the dead are raised. In a moment. Now, that prompts a very logical question. What dead? Who are the dead people that Paul is talking about being raised? Well, for that, you have to come back tomorrow. So please join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn about the importance of Christ's resurrection from the dead for our lives today. I'll reveal more of this mystery, and I'll explain our future from God's perspective. So join me right here, for God is...